You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage for this morning comes from the end of Mark chapter 13, and I'll begin by reading the verses that we're looking at this morning. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. We have the very last verses of this marvelous chapter, Mark 13, where the Lord is speaking about the end times. And when it says in the opening verse, you do not know when the time will come, that's referring back to his coming again in glory, which we're looking at this week in a special way. We're looking at the Lord's return. So what does the Lord do? He tells us to be on our guard, to keep awake. Now just to, this is often translated, the be on your guard is like, see carefully, look carefully. And what the translation of stay awake is reasonable, but it's actually better translated in the RSV as watch. It's the verb for watching, watch, therefore, and it's a key word in this chapter. And I'll return to that at the end because I think it's a key word for the Advent season. So he says, watch for that day, and then he gives a parable. It's a very interesting parable. He said, your situation is like this one, where there's a man who's the lord of a house, and he goes away on a journey, and he gives his servants the authority over his house, each one giving to each one the role that he plays. And then he commands the doorkeeper especially to watch. That's the verb again here, a kind of key verb in this chapter. The doorkeeper is to watch. And then he goes on to say, therefore watch. He addresses them now, and he's addressing his disciples. For you don't know when the master of the house will come. Okay, the parable is fairly obvious. But then we get this unusual reference to evening, midnight, cock crow, and morning. The watches of the night, in many ways. You say, okay, be awake all night. In a sense, it's a strange parable because clearly the Lord is gone for a while, not for a day. And yet they're not told to keep watch daily, but through the watches of one night. And so it lands a bit oddly, like, are we not able to sleep? I mean, how are we to keep watch every night and stay awake for a long time? Close readers of the Gospel of Mark see here a kind of, as it were, a code, that these words are actually pointing forward to what's going to happen in the next chapter. That Mark draws attention to three of those words, actually, explicitly, to evening, cockcrow, and morning. And the contrast in each of those four in the chapter to follow is the Lord Jesus himself watching, being awake, giving witness, and in each case the disciples are asleep, unaware, or not giving witness. And so in fact the 4 hours, you might say, refer to the upcoming Passion. Who's the one who watches? It's the Lord Jesus. Who are the ones who fail to watch? It's the disciples who are sleeping in one case, but not keeping watch. And so the parable actually bleeds, you might say, out into the narrative to come and shows us what it means to keep watch. We often talk about Advent as a season of waiting, and I think that's really true. But waiting can have a kind of passive character. We're just waiting around. The word here translated watch, I think, really gets to the heart of the Advent season because it's an active, attentive waiting, waiting upon the Lord. It's not speaking about actual sleep, but a spiritual sleep. We're meant to be spiritually awake and alert, doing what the Lord calls us to do, but also testifying to him faithfully when the test comes, we're awake, we're alert, we're giving testimony to the Lord. And that's a marvelous way to consider observing the season of Advent.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.